We'll begin with prayer. Father in heaven, in the midst of troubles and sorrows, assure us of your unchanging love. Amen. The presidential election is just a few days away. The candidates are scurrying about the country, trying to convince the people that they have the solutions to our country's greatest problems. Trouble is, what are our country's greatest problems? A recent poll informed us that the top 10 issues for our country are as follows: the economy, health care, government ethics and corruption, taxes, energy policy, education, social security, immigration, national security, war on terror, and Afghanistan. It may have sounded like 11, but national security and war on terror was considered one. Did you hear any concern about morals, spiritual issues? So according to these polls, if we can fix these kinds of things, then everything's going to be rosy for us, right? Really? Would a good economy solve the greatest of our problems? It was listed number one. When God, the maker of heaven and earth, came down to earth as a man, it was not to improve the economy. It was not to make one nation the strongest nation on earth. It was to save us from our sins, to deliver us from death and hell. And this he did. Not in a dramatic way with armies and tanks and jets and bombs, but by suffering and dying on the cross. Our sins are forgiven. The biggest problem has been taken care of. Heaven is our inheritance. When Jesus gave his prayer to his disciples, he made known what the most important issues were. We've gone over them before. The fourth petition that we learned about last time tells us about our physical needs. But preceding that are three petitions that talk about the glory of God. Following it are three petitions that talk about the dire spiritual needs of man. So clearly, the king, who is over all kings and all presidents, regards spiritual matters to be of supreme importance. For this world is passing away. Now we know that it is not the responsibility of our government to look after our spiritual needs. But if we look in Scripture at what their responsibility is, we can see that that is this: that they create a social climate that makes it possible for us to pursue our spiritual needs. So to this end, the government maintains law and order. The question for us in this time of election is, do our citizens realize that their spiritual needs are paramount? The attitudes of those in power seems to be eroding a sense of morality in this country. And are we really aware of what is happening, or are we the frog in the pot of water on the stove? How to boil a frog? You put the frog in cold water, gradually turn up the heat. It doesn't realize what's happening until it's dead. The temperature is being turned up. Do we realize what's happening? Long-standing laws meant to curb the immoral behavior of this world are being overturned. In 1973, the government stopped protecting babies in the womb. And by the millions, millions, babies have been killed, have been denied a time of grace in this earth. God tells us that the reason that we should pray for government is that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. How can an aborted baby be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Thus, the fifth commandment is set aside. In 2003, the Supreme Court invalidated laws against homosexuality. This abomination is now allowed to exist alongside heterosexuality as being just as good. And this has resulted in an expansion of the corruption of this nation. Sexual immorality in general is not controlled. People used to be prosecuted for adultery. Living together without the benefit of marriage was against the law. Thus, the sixth commandment is being trampled underfoot. In some places, the government is penalizing parents for spanking their children. And thus, parents are being denied the right to use physical forms of discipline. I can imagine that when you become married and have children, you're going to think twice before spanking your child in public for fear that somebody is going to arrest you. Thus, the fourth commandment is being eroded. The social climate that the government fosters is making it hard to be a godly parent. Do you feel the water getting harder, hotter? Things that were once taken for granted among us are no longer part of the social fabric. People are less and less concerned about matters of the spirit and more concerned about matters of the flesh, of this world, especially matters of money and power. And as we sit around listening to this kind of talk, we are in danger of being sucked into the same kind of thinking, that these are the things that matter in this world. The world that you people are growing up in is changing and spiritually decaying. The Lord's Prayer can bring balance in our thinking. It can establish our priorities. It can show us what is really important. Therefore, we need to be praying this prayer more fervently than ever. It's really the spiritual economy of this nation that needs improvement. It is the spiritual energy policy that needs to be strengthened. It is the immigration of sinners into the family of God that needs to be our concern. It is the war on spiritual terror that we need to be concerned about. It is that God's name be hallowed, that His kingdom come, that His will be done, that our sins be forgiven, and that we be forgiving others, that we be delivered from temptation and from evil. As for the things of the world, yes, we need food and covering. Fourth commandment. But if we have food and covering, we shall be content with these. Let us rise and join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we close with hymn 264, verses 2 and 6. You may be seated. 264.